Well, hello, and welcome to the, almost said the Real Housewives of Atlanta, but to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch, including, and primarily, the Real Housewives of Atlanta today. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today in a beautiful, is it a dark green shirt or is it a slate gray shirt? One can never know.
It's a slate gray shirt that says Atari.
Whoa, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam.
What an exciting time. Hi, Ben.
Hi, I love your support of a legacy brand. So it's like you're in Blade Runner. How are you doing today, Ronnie?
I'm good. What's going on with you over there, baby?
I'm great. Had a nice little weekend. I feel refreshed. Dom and I went down to Laguna Beach for the night on Friday, just for the fun of it, which was great. I was like, you know, Orange County is back. It's back. Got to go check in on Orange County itself, see how it's doing. Yeah. See if everyone's okay down there. And it was a lovely time.
And everybody was okay.
Yes, we actually ate at Amar Santana's restaurant in Laguna Beach. You know, do you remember Amar? Amar. He went to Morocco once. He got very far in his first season, which I think was Top Chef California. And then he came back. He's been back like once or twice.
Yeah, I love Amar.
Yeah, we love Amar. We love Amar. Didn't love his restaurant. I will say that though. I have to say,
No.
I'm just saying this to let. This is a public service announcement because apparently this is what I do on Mondays now. Is that I announce the mediocre food experiences I had over the weekend, but it was definitely better than the Fry Fest. So there's that. But I was like so excited for like this, like finally tasting a Mars cooking, and it was like. It was some stuff was very good. I'm not gonna lie. There were two things that were like really very, very good, but the rest was kind of like, oh. And every time I eat a bad meal down in Orange County, I always think of Heather Dubrow in like her first or second season saying, there's no good food in Orange County.
So that's we're gonna start a restaurant. Yes. The Heather Dubrow restaurant. And then she got ripped apart in the Orange County Register or whatever. And they're like, how dare you? You're an outsider. You're coming in here telling us our Qdobo sucks? Huh? Well,
I believe that the Javier's is wonderful. And we'll see you there.
Well, you have me terrified about this this parasite thing that's going around. Because last week you're like, you can't eat any vegetables. And everybody's getting this parasite in LA because of vegetables. And that's normally, you know, I'm a salad person. That's what I make for the week. I'll have like a salad every day. Not now. Now I'm just eating, you know, avocado sandwiches with some cheese on there and then candy. So I'm going to have diabetes because of this stupid thing that's around. But then, you know, whenever I go to the grocery store, everybody else is eating all the vegetables. They don't.
I did have a salad at a Mars restaurant. I had a salad that was very mediocre.
I even got something delivered. I got a salmon thing like from Uber Eats and it was on a bed of lettuce. And I was like, no, but I risked it.
If you have to go running away, we'll understand. Well, apparently, I mean, but luckily now it's been kind of more, they've isolated where the issues have come from. Although Whole Foods, apparently, I had read somewhere, I don't know, was it Whole Foods? I don't know. Whatever. The point is, you're alive and no parasites going to take you down, Ronnie.
Yeah, I made it. So I think I'm going to go eat some vegetables today. Lord knows I need them. So today is Real Housewives of Atlanta. If you want this recap on video, go get it. It's on Patreon. We do videos every day. You can also get them free a week later on YouTube. Did you already say that?
No, I haven't. Go
for it. The parasite got to my brain. The tiny bit of lettuce under salmon parasite got me. We'll be doing Amazon Live today about home improvement, which, wow, I'm a disaster in that area, which we'll talk about. Stay on Amazon Live. Next week is Crappy Hour at 5:30 Pacific. If you want Amazon Live links or anything like that, all the stuff we're telling you about is in our link in bio on Instagram. Okay. Today, it's Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 17, episode 15. Waking the Dead.
Yeah. Waking the Dead. We're still in Scotland. And we just had this big fight where Shamia was like, why don't you want to bring Pilar around my household? By the way, your mom tried to sleep with my dad. And then when Portia countered, Shamia's like, I've had enough. This is crazy. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. So she ran out and nearly knocked over a vase in the process. So now we're in the van with Kelly and Shamia. And Kelly's telling us, after dinner, I think it was a great idea to separate Shamia from Portia. Everybody is not on one accord. Shamia is hysterical. Portia is crazy. We're in another country. I just don't want any issues. Which is funny because then in like about 5 minutes, she's like, girl, we got to go back to the club and meet up with the other girls. I'm like, so what happened to separating Shamia and Portia? Also, Shamia is the one who left. So don't act like you separated them. That's fine. Okay, I'm coming in hot for Kelly right off of her first line.
Well, Kelly didn't. Shamia's the one who walked off, right? Kelly just.
I know, but I feel like. Well, I guess I'm misreading this because Kelly is like, I think it was a great idea to separate Shamia and Portia, and in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, like she's taking credit for separating them, and I'm like, you didn't separate them. But now I'm just saying in general, she supports the idea. So I will pull back. I came in hot on Kelly because I wanted to feel something. And
you sound like me, just getting mad to feel things.
Yeah. I'm like, sometimes you just want to get mad at someone.
Yeah.
This is the very first line of recap of the entire week. This is going to set the tone of our entire week. And, you know,
and that's fuck Kelly too.
So let's just start in this place. Let's get ready to start telling people off all week long because we know it's starting with this, and then it's gonna move to Game of Thrones. I've got some people to tell off, and then you know, Below Deck. There's a lot of people to tell off on Below Deck. I haven't even watched McBee yet, but I already know I'll be mad. So like, let's get the juices flowing. Let's get them ready.
So they're in the car and now they go to the Airbnb and Shamia is crying and Kelly's like, don't let them steal your shine. Ooh. No one stole her shine. She started it. I'm sorry. I've said that like 90 times between like probably the whole season, but you started it. What are you crying about? And Shamia is like, I just shut down. It's just easier to walk away for me because you started a fire. Why are you starting it? I mean, Portia has been so trained by now over the years after being paused on the show for getting physical. And then, I mean, multiple times where Portia has gone way too far and gotten in trouble. We know what that looks like. And this wasn't really it until you pushed. So please with the crying. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just always careful for other people's feelings, even though it hurts my feelings.
You're very careful. Okay. There's nothing about Shamia this season about her walking into the coffee shop to meet Angela and be like, and saying to the hostess, is there someone who looks like Sasquatch who's in here that says, I'm always careful of other people's feelings? Yeah, it's not. Also, the thing is with Portia is if you come at her with something, even if Shamia was completely correct, even if like it is what happened was true, Portia's always going to clap back with something similar. She's a UR fighter. Like she just did it to Kelly earlier this season when Kelly was like, you know, Portia sleeps with married men. Then Portia was like, well, you slept with a married man. You slept with a preacher, in fact, off of an airplane. Like she just, like, we don't know if it's true or not, but she just does it. So like, you have to know Portia well enough that if you say your mom is trying to sleep with my dad, she's gonna be like, well, your mom tried to sleep with someone else. Like, it's just gonna happen.
Your mom did sleep with her brother-in-law, is what she said, which I loved. And see, here's the thing. A UR fighter to me is like Shamia, because you'll say like, you suck. Well, your mom's, you know, probably not the mom, but anything you say, she just goes, you are. Portia's a UR plus fighter. Like she adds information. She doesn't just say you plus. Are. You know
it's
what I mean?
More like room.
Yeah. Cause you are, I think, is the weakest way to fight where you're just like, you are. It's like a little kid, you know, and Shamia fights like that. But Portia's like a school of improv fighter. It's like, yes. And you know, she is. No. And she will give you an addition. Like, okay, I don't care if my mom did that, but your mom didn't just flirt with somebody. He fucked somebody and it was your brother-in-law. You know, yep. So it takes it to a different, it keeps it interesting at least. So I'll give Portia credit for that.
It's almost like Shamia is a you are fighter and Porsche is a you actually are fighter. It's like your mom wants to sleep with my dad. It's like, well, your mom actually slept with your uncle. It's like, oh, it's like, Kelly, you sleep with married men. Well, you actually slept with the married preacher. So she does kind of like do that. Yes. Anding like, and this is what else I brought to the dinner party kind of. But that's an improv exercise, well, right? We all brought something to the dinner party.
Yeah.
Right? Or no?
Literally everything.
Just my improv exercise.
Yeah. One of them's like, throw a ball, and then you catch the ball, and you change the ball, and you throw the other kind of ball, and everybody has to focus on what kind of ball is being thrown. Yeah, anything can be an improv game. But I also want to get into preaching in Atlanta, because I've never heard of this many preachers getting laid. I mean, usually it's like once in a while you hear of a preacher doing something bad, especially like a conservative, you know, like super Bible bumping, yeah, or Bible. What am I trying to say? Bible beating
thumping
guy. Yeah. You'll hear of them in affairs or something like that. But this is the second preacher of the season, because we had Kelly's and then Portia came on Instagram. I was like, oh, really, Shamia? You fucked a preacher from somewhere, and also you fucked your manager. So that's the thing that's going around this week. And wow. I was like, wow, these preachers are really getting some ass.
They really
I'm in the wrong profession. I mean, I preach all day, but it's just a bunch of bullshit. Maybe I should just switch my subject and start getting some
blood. I was about to say, then don't forget Prophet Locke, as well as many others. And also, let's not forget Prophet Lot. You're right. Prophet Lot. And of course, Jamal Bryant, who is our original preacher on Bravo, who got around.
Yeah.
As well as many others. But yeah, you're right. I think that preachers just get a lot of ass because they're in a position of power.
People want to bring a preacher.
Yeah, it's exciting, I guess. And also, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's like a storied history of religious figures, people who are high up in the clergy, who have also been like, have not always lived up to the word that they preach. I think that's sort of a thing that happens. Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sort of happens in the clergy sometimes.
Yeah. But these hypocrites have so much fun on this show.
I know. It's fun hypocrisy.
Yeah. It seems like such a fun life. So Shimmy is like, she'll never meet another friend like me.
Okay.
What is this, Aladdin?
Okay. I was about to say that. Okay, Genie. Shimmy is like, wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah.
Tom Roddy had them 40. Wait, what was it? Who had 40 thieves? No, had them 40 thieves. Tom Roddy had 1,000 tails. Master, if you're in luck, cause up my sleeve, I've got a brand of magic never fails. Ah. Yes.
Mr. Aladdin, sir. Is that,
mm-hmm,
is that how it goes? Mr. Yeah. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or two or three.
Mm-hmm. That number, write it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. So then we go back to the other ladies, and they're getting glammed up for Phaedra's birthday party. What were you going to say?
If you actually really listen to that song, I'm not going to help with the link to this podcast today. But if you do actually listen to that song, it does sort of sound like Portia doing that part. Like, wah, wah, wah. It's like literally Portia. You listen to it.
Ooh.
Okay, go on. Scotland.
Yeah, everybody's getting ready for Phaedra's party. They don't really make Scotland look that fun. I mean, we go to a cemetery today. They looked at some tartans the other day, which, I mean, I guess you would think that, you know, you said that you thought that looked super fun, like you wanted to go to a tartan store. But I'm just saying it's not something I see being on the tourism guide. Like, whoa, some fun things to do. It's like there's no theme parks, nothing like that. It's just like a plaid store and a cemetery.
I literally watched it and I was like, I think I want to go to Scotland now. I really did. Like, I love a graveyard tour. Like the cemetery Père Lachaise in Paris was amazing. I just thought it looked moody and cool. I forgot to mention, Ronnie, we were talking before the show about what we did this weekend. I started watching Traitors UK season 4 with the regular people.
Loved it. Oh, you're going to love it. Do you like it so far?
A lot, of course. And I'm only 2 episodes in. I actually stopped myself. I was like, if I don't stop myself, I'm going to just stay up till 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But Claudia Winkleman? Whatever. Mm-hmm. The traitors are laughing at you.
I am disgusted. And when she like starts getting teary, she's like, the traitors are laughing at you. Get it together.
It's so good. I just love the traitors formula just holds up, but it's so moody and so Scottish. I was like, wow, Scotland's really having a moment in our pop culture right now.
Yeah, they really are. So people are getting ready for the night and Pinky's like, I'm sick of all this drama. We need to have fun. Let's go party. So now they do. And they go to a club named Coco. And Portia tells us it's the hottest club in Scotland. And, you know, dinner was crazy, but we're just going to celebrate Feifei's birthday.
So let's do it. This looked so fun, actually. They were just in a club. Everyone was just like partying. And just like I was like, oh, man, I haven't gone out and danced hard at like a club in years. And I think my window for doing that is closed. Not because I don't want to do it, because then if I were to do it, I'm like, oh, there's that. There's that strange 47-year-old guy just flopping around on the dance floor. But they looked like they were having so much fun. And Kay Michelle got onto the microphone and she became like the MC for the night. And she was like singing. And then she was like bringing people up on the stage. Like, this was definitely Kay Michelle's ministry. I feel like she seemed so happy. Like, that was like, that's what she liked doing, was just being on a mic and just like sort of curating the evening and the club.
But at what point do we complain about getting to feel attacked by bringing one person up at a time to sing their own music? No, thank you. That's too much. You know, this is a club. Why are you making me listen to like 6 Housewives songs in a row? Because first she sang hers and then she brought up someone else and then they sang hers. She brought up someone else and they sang theirs. And it's not like they have the karaoke track. So they're singing over the voice on the track, which is, you know, obviously auto-tuned like every voice is now on radio. So you have them kind of screeching their songs next to the perfectly auto-tuned version. And it's a mind fuck. And I'm at a club. I paid a cover. No, put on regular, put on like regular things. I don't have to hear people sing over.
I would have loved it. First of all, Kay Michelle, she has a voice. So she sounded great. And like the snippet we heard of her, she was like, you know, so like her singing along to her track, that's, I'm all for that. And then what happened was we sort of had like decreasing returns. Cause then we have Drew, and Drew is like, Drew can sing. We saw her sing the national anthem. She can sing, but then it's like, it's getting just more and more into like, we have Drew, then we have Portia, then we have Shamia. And then Portia can sing. She can't sing too well, but she can sing. Shamia, I think, can sing better than Portia, but we just started to get like lower and lower, like professional, like singer with like record deals, performs at award shows, to then all the way down to Shamia, like trying to break out of her husband's Rhode Island HVAC. You know,
yeah. Well, actually, Shamia dynasty. Wasn't last. I don't think. I think that Shamia came late because one of Shamia's moves when she's trying to be dramatic is to come really late and then make an entrance. And she did it in the beginning of the season at Portia's party, where Portia was having the couples party. And then they're like, is Shamia even coming? Well, I invited Shamia. And then Portia's giving a speech and in walks Shamia, you know, with the
blue hair from.
And she's like, I'm going to, you know, I'm upset with Portia or whatever, you know, trying to get as much drama as she can, which is fine. I mean, it's a housewife show, but
it was her look back from her first season when Portia showed up late while Shamia was getting her car.
Yes. You're always getting back for the first thing, right? But Portia just kind of walked down the driveway. She wasn't like, hello. She was like, oh, yeah. What's happening? Are you getting a car? She was gifting herself a car. So, yeah. And now she's doing it here at this club. And she comes in with friends. And she's, like, dancing as big as possible. And, like, the sea of people is parting for her. And everyone's like, Jesus. Why does she need, you know, why does she need to make such an entrance? And Angela's saying, what is happening? You just said this girl's mother tried to sleep with your father. And now you're going to come dance in her face?
Yeah, I think this is... this was, like, weird, I thought, that Shumia came back, because she leaves the restaurant. She's crying. They go back to, well, I thought they went back to the castle, but I guess who knows where they went back to. They went somewhere where I think almost like, were they staying at a hotel in town? Because before they even went to the club, we saw everyone, like, getting changed. And I was like, wait, did you go back to the castle? But I think they must have had, like, an overnight in a hotel. So they... She goes back, she's crying, and she's telling Kelly, like, you don't have to stay here with me. You don't. It just makes me so sad. But and Kelly's like, you know, look, we got to, like, go party. Like, well, come on. Like, we got to turn up. So they go back. But I think it's just, it's weird to come back in like, hey, party time, when you've just, like, left in a blaze of tears. Can you have a blaze of tears? I'm not sure. But she, you know, you left in, like, out of sorts, and you were upset. And so to come back, like, all like, party, almost like you're working at Republic, which, I don't know, did you see the rumors about Southern Hospitality, by the way, that were going around this weekend?
Yeah, a lot of Southern Hospitality
and
rumors.
Leva may not be back. But
well, first there was fighting between TJ and Leva. Yeah. TJ made a post like, I've always been under someone's hot dog umbrella, and I realized I don't need that. I can do it alone. And people are like, whoa, is he dissing Leva in this? And then Leva put up a post that was something like, sometimes people are assholes, and I don't care. Let assholes be assholes. This is not a quote. This is just from a basic. And then everyone got on Leva like, how dare you? Why are you coming for TJ about nah, nah, nah? She's like, I'm not, guys. That wasn't even about TJ or Joe. So then people are like, oh my God, TJ and Joe are both fired from Southern Hospital. And then a rumor came out that they're going to redo Southern Hospitality, I guess, without Leva.
That seems crazy. How do you do that?
Change restaurants. I mean, the ratings on that show weren't very good, so maybe they just figured, let's just start with a new place. Let's go to Craig and, you know, Austin's place or whatever. By the way.
No, they could do that. By the way.
No one said that. That's just my working theory.
That just seems crazy. I guess we'll find out. I didn't mean to bring Southern Hospitality into this, but it was a rumor that was going around, so I thought I'd share.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Either way, Shamia comes in, like she is Emmy, holding up the sign that says, it's your birthday, and it just feels totally
no
so strange.
No, do it, Brittany.
Yeah, it's like you want us all to feel, like, I don't know why, like, I am not going to say to someone, hey, you're crying on vacation. That means you have to stay crying the rest of the night. I definitely am like, hey, you know what? Like, go have a fun time. But there's something about entering like that I'm just like, it's a weird not acknowledgement of the fact that you left in tears. It's almost like you should come back like, hey guys, I decided to come back. And then people say, we're so glad you're here. And then you can be like, yay. You know, like, it's just weird to enter in with your hand above your head. Like, woohoo, Shamia's here. Let's get down. You know,
that's because in her mind and what she's trying to convince us is that she's the victim. Like, she didn't start this whole thing. Portia started it with her. She made her leave crying. And now Shamia is going to come in like, you can't bother me by being mean to me. I'm going to overcome this. And she's having kind of a hero's moment, but you were the one who started the fight and you're not the victim. So it comes off as a little crazy. And, you know, everyone's reaction is pretty much the same. They're like, why? What is she doing? And Portia's like, oh, hell no. This lady just talked about my mom. I'm leaving. So she leaves with her glam team and everybody. So they make a big exit, you know?
Yeah.
So
and it's not just her. Cynthia, Angela, and Drew, and Phaedra also leave with Portia. They all are just like, we're out. No, this party got lame, basically. So
And then Drew's she's called, and then Kay sees this. So she's like, and now Portia's going to sing her song. Good. Where's Portia? Where is Portia? You're the only person within a mile radius who did not see Portia leave.
Like, I know.
It's like the Roadrunner. You know, there's like a cloud of dust following her. It was a pretty huge exit. Okay, man.
Kim Zolciak is just waiting behind the velvet rope to get into the club. Like, I think they're going to play my song next. We're going through all the Atlanta songs.
Who's Brielle got a blow for me to get in here?
So Angela and Drew are out on the sidewalk, and Drew is like, you just walk in? Like, what happened? Like, after what happened to someone, and you just called your best friend over a decade? And Angela's like, nothing's wrong. She's like, I mean, if we haven't been friends for that long, but if I did something that offended you in that moment, I wouldn't come in with that energy. I would just be like, I just don't get it. Like, you know, like, and she's like, yeah, I'd be like, let's talk. So Drew is like, yeah, there are some things that just like shouldn't come out of your mouth. Like, we don't talk about mamas. Shamia started this, and you really can't blame Pete for finishing it.
Inside, they're asking, the people who remain are asking how Shamia's feeling. And she's like, well, you know, I mean, last time I was around the group, it was some pretty nasty work. And so I left, and then now I come back and everybody scatters. I just don't get it. Why are they so mean to me? And Gay Michelle says, well, I played everybody's song. She's like, yeah, but it was my song they left on.
Well, because there was no one else. It was the last one. Oh, that they left on. I meant like that they left on the speakers. Like they didn't cut it off. Yeah. That,
no, it's still going. Gerald is just paying over time to have it played more and more.
Yes, that is what the one that they all departed during. And it's like, yeah, well, they didn't leave because the song was playing. They left because you were there and they just didn't want to deal with more bullshit. And Portia knows to just extricate herself from the situation, much like you did just before. And you were patting yourself on the back for it. You're like, the best thing for me to do right now is just to leave. So Portia does the same thing. And she's like, oh, well, now they're leaving because I'm here. It's like she's having the exact same response that you had 2 hours prior.
Yeah, you're obviously trying to start something again, and she's going to leave. So then Shamia's like, oh, gosh, it's just so disappointing. It wasn't my intention to ruin the night. You know, like, what are they, just part of her litter? I mean, what are they in it for, the free hair?
Well, that's not nothing. And also,
I was going to say, as a bald person, I'm going to be in that car, too. Like, is there anything you can do? Anything at all?
Drew will take what she can get. And I have to say that, look, I mean, also, like, I mean, it's also rich that she's, no pun intended, that she's saying they're just in for the free hair while she's literally donating like a free house to Kelly. And on top of that, you're the one who got so upset about being called a lapdog. And now you're basically calling all of them lapdogs.
You are.
So, like, I don't know, Shamia.
It's another chapter in the Shamia, you are fight. Her whole thing is everybody's calling her a lapdog for Portia. That's why she got, you know, anti-Portia. And now she's calling everybody a lapdog. Like, come on, at least be. That's my thing with Shamia. At least be original, you know.
I just want her to stop being so hyper-focused on trying to fit in or trying to, like, see, what about me? What about me? I just want her to be herself the way we used to know and love her. Like, I think people, it's like foreign now to look back at the years when she was a friend of and how like people loved Shamia. We loved Shamia. She was great. She would come on and be like, more Shamia, you know? And now it's like, oh, Shamia, you know, someone messaged me. An old queen at the bar messaged me and, you know, you have to take it with a grain of salt because I don't know anyone. People just say things. But they said, you know, it's crazy to me because I knew Shamia back in the day and I used to work like side by side with her and she always wanted to be popular. But what was crazy is that she actually is popular. And I think I've heard it from a few different people. Like Shamia is actually quite popular in Atlanta. Like everyone seems to like Shamia, but she seems to not feel it, you know? And it's like, I just want her to stop trying so hard for approval of either the audience or from Portia and just like be herself. And then I think we would all come around to loving her again.
But this year, you know, last year, I think that was 100% true. This year, the problem is she's trying to start things with people over and over again. It's not really looking for approval. She's trying to start mess, but it's just not landing. You know, like the whole going to Dallas the and then thing. Getting upset that you didn't get the main house and then refusing to go in and saying it's too dirty to even go in and I won't even come to dinner. I'm going to sit by the pool with cameras and have my own scene about how all of this is so unfair. You know, she's trying to start things that aren't really going anywhere. And Cynthia didn't even give her a big argument. Well, not that Cynthia normally does anyway, Cynthia's but Cynthia didn't her. Give her a huge argument. She was just like, Shamia, you know, she's just not getting the reaction she wants from people because no one even wants to have these big fights with Shamia. They're just like, ah, now first you're trying too hard to get everyone to like you. And now you're trying too hard to get everybody to fight with you. But I think ultimately it's what you're saying. It's not, it's the trying to be something, you know,
like that's the thing.
I need to be a better housewife then.
It's all tied in.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying is all tied in, I think, with her need for approval.
Yeah.
I think it's like she wants to prove that she is a real housewife. She's not just Portia's friend and she deserves like as much, she deserves this peach as much as anyone else. And so if she gets put into like the kitty house, then she feels like, oh, I'm not sitting with the adults. I'm at the kids' table, you know? And like, no, I deserve this space. Like, and like, I think it's all tied in with wanting approval, wanting to fit in, yada, yada, yada. And she, like, when she doesn't feel like she's fitting in, she's like, she lashes out because it's like she's working so hard. And doesn't everyone appreciate how much work she's putting into it? And aren't I fun? And I'm doing all the right things, guys. You know, like, that's what I see in her.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So yeah. Then we go. So they don't come to the what?
I'm not projecting any of my issues onto Shamia whatsoever, guys. Whatsoever.
No, you're not like that, I don't think. But yeah, I mean that's Shamia's thing is like seeking approval. So then we go and not getting it. You know, that's the follow up. It's always yep. trying and not getting there. So then we go to the castle. They come over to the castle. Shamia's wearing a crazy long haired coat that's dyed different colors and it's kind of like the shaggy dog hair or like a long haired dog coat,
yeah,
you know. It's like Benji. What are those white dogs?
Yeah, I know which one, like the one from Labyrinth.
Yes,
like the shaggy yes. one where they don't, you can't see their eyes.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what did you kill to make this coat.
My friend growing up had a dog like that. It was so annoying. Oh god, those dogs. Because it's like the most doggy of dogs. It's just like, want to play. And it gets all up in your face and knocks over like five glasses from the coffee yes. table in the process.
Big floppy
like,
dog with long it. Hair going everywhere.
Hers had like all sorts of weird kind of like bird-like colors on it too. Like an unnatural blue.
Yes. It's just like blue, red, yellow. I think it's some rich people shit. I don't know. Because
I don't know.
The non-rich people are looking at that like, what the hell? Why would you do that? So Phaedra goes into Portia's room to announce very gently. She's like, well, I'm going to the cemetery today. Oh, wait, is this? Yeah. She's like, I'm going to the cemetery today and I'm taking Shamia. Portia's like, it's like, well. We are on a TV show where they do force us to do things, but also I want to talk to her about it, you know, and it'll be a cemetery. So maybe we can bury it.
Mm. Yeah. And Portia's like, yeah, I don't want to get buried. So yeah. And this whole situation is very much risen from the dead. And so Portia's saying, she's like, yeah, my mindset was just to move forward. And she's just like a snake in the grass. And she was waiting for the perfect moment to trigger me.
And she's like, we're going to just match energies at this point, you know. So don't worry. We're going to continue these conversations. And Phaedra said, well, I don't want my birthday dinner to be this type of foolishness. And she's like, yeah, it probably will be some type of foolishness. Don't have your birthday dinner on camera if you don't want that. Okay. Yeah.
So the group that goes to the cemetery is Phaedra, Kelly, Shamia, and Cynthia. You know, Cynthia seems thrilled to be with Shamia. And they're all heading out there. And Shamia's saying, let me tell you something. If it wasn't for Kelly going, I wouldn't be going because at least she can be a witness unless they bury her ass too. And Kelly is like, yeah, this is not normal. Going to a graveyard. This is not where I'd like to meet my next man or husband. I'm like, what happened to Jervis or Jarvis?
You're dating a man who just bought you $30,000 teeth. Maybe don't 70, talk about teeth. How many people. Oh, yeah. $70,000 teeth. Don't talk about wanting to fuck on a trip. I mean, geez, respect the dental work at least. Yeah. Also, why is she wearing a helmet for horse riding?
Kelly's choices are like it begins and ends with the crazy cranberry dye she puts on her dog. So when it comes to like aesthetics, I just don't know if I can trust Kelly on any front.
We're going to a cemetery. Get me a horse riding helmet. I was going to start going places in a motorcycle helmet just for fun, just to see what people will do.
Yeah.
So they're like, why are we going to a cemetery? And Phaedra's like, oh, a lot of people are buried here. This isn't just a normal cemetery. And they say, like who? And she can't answer. She's like, yeah, I can't remember. The fuck do I know? We're in Scotland.
She's like, they've reserved a plot for Alan Cumming. That's the best I can do.
Famous people don't make a better cemetery. And I say that as someone who goes to Hollywood forever, often for the Day of the Dead thing. And I was walking with my friends around it this year. And it's so funny the difference in 20 years. Because I remember going there when I first moved to LA 20-something years ago. And then now we're all older, you know, and just everybody's reaction to it is much different. It's almost worse that everyone's famous because it's like, oh my God, all these people are dead. And then we just look at each other. And one of my friends was like, it just all ends. Just all ends, doesn't it? You know, it wasn't as fun as when you're like, you know, younger at least, walking around there, getting high with your friends, giggling like, oh my God, look at all these like famous dead people. As an older person, you're just like, oh my God, it's like my parking space in 10 minutes, you know? It's depressing.
Expiring. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, anyway, thanks everyone for listening to Watch.
It's like you're suddenly a carton of milk that can have eyes to see its own expiration date. It's soof, you know. So anyway, well, cemetery is not fun. I mean, take me there when I'm 20 and give me a fucking joint, but don't take me there in middle age. Just be like, well, have fun, especially with the guy who leads it. He's depressing as hell. He's like, well, this person was killed from a doornail to the head. A neighbor hated him. And this one was eaten alive by rats in a sewer because he couldn't pay his tax.
Like, okay, great. That's exciting. So meanwhile, back at the castle, Portia is FaceTiming Lauren, her sister. You know, it's like 3 a.m. and she's like, oh, gotta wake up for sister duty. But Portia's like,
yeah, so I've been like out of like Julia Mann's space. And like, I thought like Shamia was doing the same thing. And girl, like, why last night when we went to dinner, she starts with like, you know, I hear that you don't want Polaren around me and your old. I'm like, what are you talking about? What happened? So the girls in the group have already told me that she's basically using Polaren for clout.
And Lauren's like, really? Wow. Did we have to talk about this right now? I kind of want to go back to bed, but that's crazy, Portia.
She's like, it's 8 a.m. here, Portia. Can we please move this along? And she's like, yeah, well, you know what? And Shamia, then she says, her mom said that my mom wanted to sleep with her dad. It's like, what? Why would she say that? Even if it's true, possibly. Who knows what mom was doing back then? Portia's like, I don't know. I mean, her daddy's not ever had teeth.
I love that.
No one, she's like, past or present, nobody wanted to sleep with that toothless man. Okay.
Yeah. And Lauren's like, I mean, there's no way I would repeat that in front of anybody, friends or not, to somebody else. Like, there's a line you don't cross, and there it is. And Portia's like,
girl, you crossed it.
So back at the cemetery, we're still just like going on this tour. And Cynthia is like, Kelly's like, so I have a question about last night. Like, why did you guys all get out of there quicker than free Costco samples last night? And Cynthia's like, oh, Chad, I did not get out of there that quick. I actually was still on the dance floor enjoying Shamia's song, Never Have. There you go, Shamia. I just named the song for America.
And Shamia is saying, well, at least you greeted me, so thank you. But, you know, I did feel disappointed because, you know, I didn't even want to come out. And then I did. I made the effort and everyone treated me like that. And she's like, and I want to apologize to you for ruining last night's dinner because it did start out one way. I didn't think it was going to go there, but I did, you know, after taking it there multiple times after Portia wasn't baited with the first three things I gave her. And I'm sorry for that. And, you know, I just want to give you some context to understanding how things are going and just festering, you know, and how it's glorified.
And she says, you know, Portia made a public post about my mom and the post went viral and she was already going through a lot of health stuff. And it just was like, damn, you're talking about my mom. And the opportunity presented itself last night because we were going back and forth and we were both slinging mud. And I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just explaining it in a way where if I were to be excused for my behavior, it would be because of these things. But I'm not making excuses. And, you know, I said what I said and then it just went to hell.
You took it to hell. And also, Portia only made the statement of your mom after she watched you on national TV make a statement about the moms. So it was a response. Again, yeah. You started it. So now we go back to Lauren and Portia talking. And Lauren's like, wow, that's really personal shit. And that's not true. And Portia said, yeah. And then you said that my mom tried to sleep with your dad when your mama actually did fuck her husband's brother. And she's like, whoa, those are two nuclear bombs, you know, like I'm not going to throw a nuclear bomb at you because you're going to throw one at me. And now we're both dead. She's like, that's how nuclear bombs work. Portia.
That's
why we're all afraid of them.
Yeah. Lauren is basically like, look, just don't play into it. Okay, because you're just going to go back and forth. Don't play into it. And Portia goes, the higher road is beyond me at this point. So then Phaedra is back in the car. Phaedra's like, you know, children, mamas, certain stuff like that is very triggering to people. And I just don't know if it's appropriate. The group knows about this kind of stuff. And she basically said, Phaedra says, you know, like they've been the best of friends and I don't know what happened, but Shamia's definitely been stirring the pot. You know, Shamia said that, you know, you told Pinky that I said that she ate meat. Told Angela, her daughter, said something inappropriate to Angela's daughter. You know, you're just keeping up friction in the group.
And Shamia's like, you know, I feel like in this group, people do things to me and nobody says anything. But then when I get my lick back or do the same thing, then it's like, oh, no, Shamia, you went too far. But Shamia, you usually start it, you know? I mean, the stuff with Angela and the going low in the restaurant, Angela's no innocent either. So I don't want to be like, oh, Angela's so innocent. But you're making it sound like someone straight up attacked you when, I don't know. I can't.
Maybe you need to work on your lick back game. Maybe you need to work on the lick back game. Because like if no one says anything, if someone does something to you and everyone stays quiet and then you get your lick back and everyone's like, Shamia, too far. Maybe you're not doing it right because there is an art to a lick back. And if your timing is wrong or you come on too hard or not the right way, it's going to land wrong. So maybe you need to think about how you are having your moments because obviously they're not working for your castmates or the audience.
And Cynthia's saying, well, look, I'll tell you this. If Portia had been the one to bring up the moms, I would have defended you. And she goes, but she did. And nobody called me and said, are you okay? And she goes, no, I'm saying at the table. And she goes, no, well, I'm talking about the world. She didn't bring it up first to the world. You did. This is just so typical. You brought it up on TV first, unless I'm remembering it wrong. But I remember it with Shamia bringing it up on TV and then Portia responding after she saw it. She responded on Instagram.
I don't remember, quite frankly. I actually don't remember. Another point that I just want to say is that Shamia could also work on being funnier with her lickbacks. Because at least like Portia, when she gets her lickbacks in, she's funny about it. And then we're like, that was so petty, but we're chuckling. But Shamia is just kind of like, oh, that was just mean.
And right? It's kind of everybody she goes up against. Because Angela went low and she made up all kinds of like, did you fuck George? Did you fuck your neighbor, George? You know, Angela comes up with all this crazy shit. Really stand up for Angela, but she's funny. You know, she's really funny. And so the audience forgives a lot, I think. But
it's like commenting on the internet. It's like internet comments, you know, like if someone posts something and someone writes something shady about it underneath in the comments. You know, then we all laugh. We're like, oh, God, that was so wrong. That's so wrong. But like, it was hilarious. But then if someone writes like, well, you're stupid and fat and ugly, then everyone's like, hey, that was like fucking mean. What's wrong with you? You know, it's like you have to like know how to deliver your shade. And if you're just clunky with it, and you're, especially if you're like mean forward and not comedy forward, then you're just not gonna win any fans.
Yeah. So then Shimmy is saying, well, I'm just trying to tell you what you're not seeing, and no one's buying it. Okay. So then we go back to Portia and Lauren, and she's like, I mean, all I can think is that she's destiny swapping, and which is basically trying to steal all of her destiny. Success and kind of mm-hmm. copycatting her.
Yeah. So, but it doesn't seem to be working right now. So now it's time for the spa ladies to go to the spa. So that's Portia, Pinky, Kay, Michelle, Angela, and Drew. So they're on this castle, in this castle. So there's a spa in this castle. So they get dressed for the spa, and they head out, but they have to go outside. And then they're just like wandering on the property until they finally come to like an above ground hot tub. And there was like some other like rinky dink kind of spa feature. And they were like, yeah, okay. They like touch the water and they're like, okay, we did the spa day. We're gonna go back inside now.
Yeah. This cannot be pampered by Portia. What? During that, no. So Portia's like, yeah, this was not my best idea. Oh well, next time we'll go to the Four Seasons. So now back at the cemetery, we meet the tour guide. And we see this. Well, Phaedra is saying she loves death, basically. And so we see a flashback to Phaedra talking to a couple about their dead dog. And this cemetery is very famous because of Harry Potter. And so Jamie, the tour guide, is telling them just every depressing story there is, really.
Yeah, he talks about how William Burke and William Hare were two of Scotland's first recorded serial killers, and they killed a lot of people. I guess were they buried here, or people that were killed by them buried here? Either way, he brings them up, you know, Burke and Hare. And then we also get an interesting piece of flavor from Shelby, the note taker, who said, if you have ever heard of burking as a cause of death, that is when someone sits on your chest or something heavy is placed on your chest and you suffocate. It's how Burke and Hare killed their victims. So it wouldn't be obvious that what had killed them, and it wouldn't be suspicious death, and they could easily sell the bodies to the medical schools. I read a whole book about them. Wow. More interesting than any scene that Shamia's had this episode is this little anecdote.
Just sitting. So everybody's kind of horrified. They're like, wow, this isn't fun, you know? And then we see like a little dog statue. And he's like, this dog loved his owner so much that he sat by the grave after the owner died for 16 years straight. So we made a statue of him, and he's this dog. I mean, even in statue form, this cute little dog is just like, treat, treat. Are you going to eat any treat? Do you have a treat? Where's my treat?
Where's my treat? Please. So yeah, they're just going around the cemetery for a while, looking at things, and it's very adorable. That dog statue. Meanwhile, the other ladies are back at the house, and they're sitting around a fire. Pinky's saying how fun the night was and everything, and Drew's thanking Kay for showing some love with her music. And Kay Michelle's like, well, you're welcome. I wish you the best in music. And I know it's a difficult thing, you know, getting people to listen to your music, Drew. But, you know, I poke a little fun, but that's just what I do. I just like to punch down to the people who have no shot at actually having a real record career.
Oh, you do it for fun? Well, it's not fun for me. It's like, oh, well, you know, I have my issues with Drew, but I also felt like it just wasn't right. I don't live in hate. I do not live in hate.
No, just paranoia. So Pinky is like, well, I know you guys all started off on a rocky foot, but since we had our threesome, okay, like for real, I'm happy that you are all, you're both like engaging with each other. And like, to me, that feels good. So I just want to say, I see it. Okay. Look, we were singing along with your song at the club last night, Portia. Wasn't that nice? And she's like, I know. So, and she said, but you took the whole club with you. Like, what was going on with that? Like, why did you leave?
And she's saying, listen, that dinner was unpredictable and I'm not going to be around that. No. And she's saying, I was there when Shamia gave birth to her daughter. She was there when I gave birth to my daughter. And this just came out of nowhere. And I've let my guard down with her. And she's still going to try to trigger me. And so Drew's like, well, what does everybody else think about Shamia? You guys are just getting to know her. And Pinky says that she's seen some changes for sure in Shamia. And
for the next,
she was. Yes. And she was asking her at the airport, are you ready for the trip? And Shamia was like, well, I'm ready for whatever's ready for me. And Portia's like, what even is that energy? What is it? And K. Michelle is like, well, I'm just shocked because, you know, the conversations I've had with her have been like, I'm hurt, you know, even to tears. And about her friendship with you. And Pinky's nodding. And Portia's saying, well, when I tell you I'm chilling, like I was there. So if you wanted to be back or even start that leg, we were on our way. So why do this?
Mm-hmm. And K. Michelle is suspicious. She tells us,
Portia's lying. We've talked several times. You never said that you were going to try to make amends with Shamia. Save that crock of shit for somebody else, not me.
But she told Shamia she was, and she hasn't been starting with Shamia. So
she hasn't been, but she hasn't been. She has not been actively trying to be friends with Shamia. She's just been coexisting. She's like, I'm not going to get clocked for being mean to Shamia. I'm not going to give her that, you know?
Well, isn't that, I mean, when you tell someone we'll start over and start fresh and just move forward, has Shamia been calling her for lunches that she's not been showing up to or something? Because I think showing up and being nice to somebody is starting over.
I mean, I think that Portia is starting all the way over. Like, oh, we just met for the first time. I'm not going to engage with you. Like, I just met you on the street. You're a fan. I think what it is that Portia is trying to make it sound like she's put effort into rebuilding this friendship. And like, okay, Michelle's like, you have not put any effort into this. You've still been cold around Shamia. Like, Portia's still, she's, I think, cordial to Shamia, but I would never say that there's any warmth with Shamia this season. I mean, Portia also likes to, she gives herself a very complimentary revisionist history a lot of the times, and I get that. And I still think that Shamia was the one at fault for all this. So don't get me, don't think I'm defending Shamia, but also Portia is one to be like, and I've been such a good friend. I've been so nice to her. It's like, maybe not so nice.
So they're asking Portia how she feels, and she's just disappointed. And they could have gotten it back together. She's like, we could have gotten everything back together here in Switzerland. She's like, yes, not Switzerland.
She goes, no.
Where the fuck are we?
Like Scotland.
Whatever the IKEA country we're in.
No, it's still it's the wrong one.
Yeah. Portia and Scotland just don't mix. That's what we learned the last season of The Traitors. Meanwhile, back at the cemetery, they're still walking around, and now here's something fun for your tour. Welcome to the world's first concentration camp. It's like, oh, great.
Oh, my God. Jeez, man. And then he's talking about how there was an exorcism in this place because such strange stuff was happening, and the exorcist died a week after doing the exorcism. So they're like, why are we here?
What the hell?
And then Kelly's making the like, haha, I already did an exorcism with my ex-husband.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Shamia and Kelly are talking because there's this dark, scary room that they don't want to go into. So they're outside. And so Kelly is like, she's like, so how do you feel about the conversation when in the car? And Shamia's like, it just was easier for me to just apologize. Because no matter, even if I didn't feel like I was wrong, I found a little bit of more peace and light in just being truthful and saying what I feel, even if it hurts people's feelings. And she's
telling people,
she's crying on behalf of
your mom
now.
Flirted with my dad. It's not really talking about your feelings, but okay.
Sometimes, like, it's good to be truthful, but it's also good to have timing. And, like, that was not the time to be truthful with Portia.
So they have the same conversation they've had a million times. And meanwhile, this little room that they're going into, the guy is really trying to sell it, the cemetery guy, because, you know, he's a tour guide, basically. And so he's like, go into this room. Do you feel it? It's dark. People, when they walk in here, they say, ooh, it feels dark. It feels scary. Do you feel any of that? And Phaedra's like, it smells funny in here, but otherwise, not really. No.
Come on in here to have a spooky moment. Hindi world's first concentration camp. I'm like, sir, this is like, I understand, like, ooh, haunted. Someone, an old lady died here because she was banished there by her sisters and she sweared revenge and she died in a fire. Now they say she haunts the halls. It's like, okay, funny haunted moment. But here it's like, this was the world's first concentration camp. I'm like, feels a little bit dark to have a silly haunted moment, you know?
This lighter. Also, like on cemetery tours, I don't want all the dark stuff. I mean, I feel like humans are always walking around like, oh my God, ghosts. I'm so scared of the ghosts. You're going to be one. You're going to be one. Some sooner than others, but we're all going to be a ghost. So in that case, can you just show me to the slab where the person was like really happy, loved ice cream, and died watching Murder, She Wrote reruns? Like, that's who I want to hang out with. You know what I mean? I don't want to hang out with the serial killer who sat on somebody's chest. That's not the show me better friends.
I know. Although you do have to be impressed with the serial killer that was like, I'm going to kill you in the laziest way possible. I'm just going to sit on your chest. Yeah, I'm just going to sit here.
If I was going to be a serial killer, that would probably be my way. Like, at least you get to sit, you know, it takes all the work out of it.
What happened to sensual ghosts? Like, you know, I think there's only been one sensual ghost in the history of like mainstream entertainment, of course, which was Patrick Swayze in Ghost. Like, whatever happened to ghosts that were like, let's have a sensual pottery moment, like an arts and craft / erotic ghost. Like, that would be much more fun than like, oh, I'm mad at you. I'm going to scare you. Like, why did ghosts? We brought this up many times.
This ghost tricked Demi Moore into making out with him, with her, and then she found out it was Whoopi Goldberg at the end of the makeout. That's a ghost.
I mean, honestly, Patrick Swayze's ghost really had it figured out. It's like, well, I'm in the afterlife now, so I can do arts and crafts with a hot lady.
I've got time. Ditto. I've got nothing but time, so it's time to take up pottery. You know, he knows, he's like me, knows three chords on the piano. He's like, yes. So then we go to, they get in the car, they're going home, and they're talking about, what are they talking about? How Phaedra came to life. And Cynthia's saying, wow, you really latched onto that man. I mean, was that man married or not, child? And Kelly's saying, well, he said his wife was dead to him. So I don't know about that. And Shamia's like, no, he said he's going through a divorce, you know? So they're all laughing. And then, I don't know, they're just making small talk. They're talking about Phaedra's birthday. And how do you feel about your next spin around the sun, Phaedra? And she's like, well, you know, I just really need to sit down and do my planning. But with children, there's so much going on. So they're talking about co-parenting with Apollo.
And Phaedra says that she's only had two boyfriends since she got divorced from Apollo. And Cynthia's like, Cynthia's like, you know, I see it all. The most sexy wigs, sexy tacklers, somebody in between them thighs. We just don't know who it is. Then Portia calls Phaedra and she's like, says they're coming home. It's a bit of a slow episode. What can I say?
Portia was supposed to get warning that they were on their way back, but she didn't get warning.
Because so now they're hanging out in a room. Portia's brought the women into the room where the dinner is going to be. It's like a library. And that's where Phaedra's dinner is going to be tonight. And so it's a surprise. They have to run out of there in case Phaedra catches them. And their surprise is ruined. Library surprise. Yeah.
So now they go get dressed up again. There's a lot of dressing up for not doing a whole lot.
They do have a lot of costume changes in 24 hours.
They get dressed, and Cynthia and Drew are catching up on their days. And Cynthia is saying, yeah, we talked about last night. Shamia says she didn't feel supported. And Kay Michelle's like, you know, that pulls on a heartstring because I don't want anyone to feel like they're being bullied or like they're on the island alone.
That's her whole thing, because that's how she often feels. So she doesn't want
to repeat the cycle. Yeah, but she's also the one who is like, leaving and then blaring the national anthem out the window and shit like that, which she made up with Drew earlier. But it's just you see such different things from Kay Michelle. But then she's always the one to turn around and be like, I just hate bullying. I just hate it.
Yeah. Well, everyone always takes a very, just on these shows in general, they often take a very sanctimonious stance on many different topics. Then they violate them.
Sounds familiar. Sounds like me. Sounds like wow. Doing this show right here that we're doing right now. So yeah. This episode is basically talking about the last episode, most of it. So then everybody's really tense. Everybody's oohing and aahing over the outfits. And the outfits are really, really, really formal to be. I mean, lots of beading.
Well, because they're wearing
the dinner in the library.
Well, yeah, they're wearing the sashes that they got from the tartan store. And so they all have their sashes, although some of them are not wearing sashes. I don't think actually Phaedra was wearing her sash. I was like, what? But it was your idea. Why aren't you wearing it? She's definitely giving kind of like a Dolly Parton look, Phaedra. And so they go and they sit down at this formal dinner, and Phaedra starts talking to Cynthia saying like, you know, wow, we started in 2009. It's been a crazy ride, which is crazy. That they did, I forgot that they started as early as 2009. I thought they were like 2011, but still, that is 17 years that they've been like on or around this show. That's such a long time. Like, that's crazy. 17 years. And Cynthia's like, well, I think we started this journey together, and I always felt a bond with you. Every time I eat a pickle, I imagine you eating a pickle with Apollo, taking photos of it. So although we are somewhat of a slow burn, I love where we are today, and I respect your resilience, and I've seen you go through a lot, and I literally just smile watching you soar because you make it look so good. Happy birthday.
Yeah, she does the speech. You know, it's your birthday, so now we're going to give speeches. And I was like, no. I hate where everybody has to give a speech. So then it goes to Portia. And she's like, so now Portia will speak. And then everyone laughs except Shamia. She's like, oh, well. So she starts giving a speech about the memories. And, you know, she can always count on Phaedra. And there's times where she's needed to call someone and can't call anyone else. You've just been such a lovely friend. And Shamia's like, oh, you're best friends now? Well, Phaedra wasn't even at your wedding. What's happening here? She didn't say best friends. She said, you've been such a lovely friend.
And you've just been wonderful. When I have an issue, there's no one in the world, and definitely not at this table, that I've ever been able to call. And I love that I've always been able to call you, and only you, a sister. And yes, you almost got me fired from the show because you had me accuse Candy of terrible things. But that's just the things that best friends do for each other, and no one else at this table would understand that whatsoever, because I've never been a better friend to anyone at this table than you, Phaedra.
And Shamia's sitting there like white knuckling it like, ah.
And Kelly says, this is very calculated. If you look on social media, you don't see them hanging out with each other. I mean, they just don't.
So then Porsche,
where it's like, really real. That's where you know things are real, on Instagram, guys.
Yes.
That's where we've come in this world, where people are like, oh, really? You're so fake. I don't even see you guys on Instagram being real with each other. Instagram's like one of the fakest places in the world. Hilarious.
I know. It's just not, it's all purely curated. I mean, do we see much of her hanging out with people on Instagram? I just feel like it's just, I'm looking at Portia and Instagram, and it's just like all photos of her, maybe Pilar, maybe Sway, but this is not an Instagram where I'm like, oh, wow, I'm getting an insight into all the people that she hangs out with.
Yeah.
It's just like a corporate machine at this point.
Phaedra's crying because the speech was so beautiful. And Portia gives her a gift, and it's a proclamation.
Yes.
She's like, this is an official Highland title. Lady of the Glen. Lady Phaedra Parks. And she's like, wow. I'm officially Lady of the Glen. And Shamia is like, what is that? What's Lady of the Glen? Can I Google that? Is it going to come up? Is her name going to come up and say Lady of the Glen? I'm Googling it.
This is like when someone names a star after, like, gets an official, like, this star is now called, like, Nova Ronnie Karam or something. And it's like, first of all, one of a trillion stars. And second of all, like, what legitimacy does this claim have beyond the corporation that someone, like, this little business that someone found online that, like, issues these certificates?
I'll take it.
That being said, as someone who went to a scone making class in London and received a little piece of cardboard afterwards that said, I am a master sconesman, just all I've got to say is you better watch out who you're talking to, because I'm a master sconesman.
Don't forget, we are also fathers to a penguin.
Because that was when Sheena and Adam had adopted a penguin on Vanderpump Rules, and it was a big issue for them. She's like, I even got him a penguin. And so then someone adopted a penguin in our name.
Yeah. And so we have our own penguin out there somewhere. And I mean, that's still very meaningful to me. I have the gift certificate. I think it's in Texas in a box somewhere, but I kept that shit. I'm the father of a penguin, damn it.
That penguin is our child, and we care for it so much, we won't even reveal its name, which we definitely remember its name. But we, for its privacy and the privacy of its friends and family, we won't say its name that we definitely remember.
Amber Marie Parks Malaba. I'll take it. So then Cynthia's like, wow, if I knew I could just give Phaedra a plaque for her birthday, I would have saved some money. So
by the way, we also know that there's only one Lady of the Glen on Bravo, and her name is Kyle Richards. Okay. It's Glenn, the party planner.
Oh,
think about it. It's a thinker. Oh, it's a Glenn. Thinker, guys. Glenn. I hope he's
the food guy.
I hope he's well. Kyle.
So then they're talking about, has anybody here almost died? And Pinky's like, I did a couple of times. Oh, okay. And Gay Michelle's like, yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a horrible thing. Like when I went through those surgeries and then, you know, them saying, my mom, we don't know. And then you have to see your mom crying, which of these? I mean, it was sad. But Gay Michelle is really hammering home her butt storyline this year.
She really
a lot does. Of butt drama that she's got. So she talks about that and cries about it and stuff. And how it was sad seeing your family gathered around you. And then she's like, you know, like, I'm just scared of death. I'm scared of it. And Phaedra says, that's normal. You know, most people aren't as comfortable as I am. A little weird with death thing. Let me tell you what makes death easier. Profit.
Profit law. So then Drew gets emotional because her dad passed. And so she starts getting emotional. Angela's getting emotional because her mom just passed. So then Drew leaves and Portia goes after her. And Angela, there's this weird cut where like Angela went away from the table. And then Drew went away from the table. And then Portia ran after Drew. But Angela came back to the table. And I don't think I saw Angela come back to the table because then all of a sudden she was back to the table. And I was like, wait a second. There's a continuity issue here. And I got caught up on, like, when did Angela come back to the table? This is how I watch these shows, everyone. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a process.
Maybe she got up from the table and saw that the cameras were only following Portia and Drew. So she was like,
that's
okay,
kind of what it was.
I'll be back. I guess I'll be back at the table. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the support.
So Portia runs off after Drew. And then Shamia says, Kay, can I just say this, though? Like, last night was a rough night, right? We can all agree. And, you know, I apologize to you, Phaedra, today. And I hate to make people feel like they've got to choose or pick a side because that's not what it's about. I just, they're like, well, what made you say something to Portia? She's like, well, this has just been festering in me for a long time. And if you want to take my side, I'll tell you about it. But if not, I won't. But anyway, you don't have to take sides. So Pinky's like, okay, Shamia is like a professional apologizer. I mean, does she need to apologize? I think like it's a little deeper than an apologize. Okay. Because you meant what you said. It wasn't like this. Like, and I don't want to see like a YouTube apology after this. She goes, I love you down, but don't do this.
Yeah. So then Shamia, we see Drew and Portia crying and Portia supporting her while she cries. Then we come back and Shamia's like, now do I regret, you know, the timing and where it happened and how it happened? Sure, sure. And I apologize to you, even in front of, I guess, who's left here at the group. Shamia posted an Instagram before this episode aired, like, sometimes apologies aren't the easiest thing, but it's important to give the apology and blah, 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 blah. So I came thinking, oh, she's going to apologize. Like, she's going to try and make things right with Portia. No. She waited for Portia to leave the table and then apologized to random other people, kind of. But not really about anything, just for the timing of it.
Yeah. And the thing that they're like pushing in the second half of the season is like, something's going on with Shamia. What's wrong with Shamia? There's something deeper and bigger happening. So Kelly's like, stop apologizing to all these people. You've apologized 50,000 times. Who the fuck cares? Stand on business, whatever. And then she like lifts her legs up in the air. She's like, oh, stand all 10 toes down. She lifts her legs up and like shows her butt. And the producer's like, I can see her crack. She's like, oh, who cares? Everybody's seen it before.
Yeah. So Portia then Portia comes back to the table and she's like, I thought I was going to come back to some laughter. Did you guys change the subject? And they're like, oh, no, we were talking about last night. And she goes, oh, OK, well, Drew's OK. She was just having a moment, you know, thinking about her dad. So how's the food? And Pinky's like, yeah, we were talking about last night. And then you walked in on Shamia. It's like, and Shamia says, well, I mean, you know, Phaedra, I'm just happy that we're able to celebrate you. At the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing.
I'm so sorry that there have been so many distractions in celebrating you the past few days. Distractions that I brought on because I started fights. So anyway, then some Scottish dancers come out and then they're dancing, doing traditional Scottish dancing. And then the women start dancing too.
And then there's an accordion. No. A cemetery and an accordion? No. Who planned this birthday? So then it ends and the trip ends and Phaedra talks about, you know, how she's Lady Phaedra and it was all worth it. And Portia rates the Scotland trip a 10 out of 10. And then she's like, well, maybe a 9 out of 10. Portia,
what?
Take everything outside of the fighting. Did you see the hot tub?
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like this was like a 6 or 7 out of 10 trip. Like, it was nice. It didn't seem like, it wasn't like the most exciting Real Housewives trip we've had. They didn't seem to do anything terribly interesting. They had like a pleasant time, a very nice time. The fighting wasn't, there was one really big bad fight, which was a really good one too to watch. But like, I feel like it was like a 6 as an attendee of the trip and a 6 as a viewer of the trip. I give it 6.
Yeah, I think that's rating it pretty highly. I mean, ultimately, we're still arguing over people's moms from last year. It's like a stale mom daycare fight. Yeah. I did love the upping it to the mom flirted, the mom fucked the brother.
That was great.
I mean, it was funny. That was
real, like, generational shit, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
Just didn't go anywhere from there. I think the Texas trip was much better. That was much more entertaining to watch. But whatever, it's fine. It's sort of funny because I watched the episode and I enjoyed it and nothing was really happening, but I was sort of just chuckling along at the light shade. But like in terms of recapping, I was like, well, nothing really happened this episode, huh? Just went to a cemetery, went to a spa, a quote unquote spa, and then they had dinner. Like there was nothing here. There was nothing here really to recap, but it was pleasant to watch. Like, it's one of the rare times where I'm like, nothing happened, and yet I'm really enjoying this season. And they've had a few of these episodes lately where nothing has happened, but I think the casting is just so strong this season that I'm okay, if that makes sense.
I'm bored. But yeah. I've enjoyed it when it's gotten, you know, when it's gotten really good and fun, I enjoy it. I just think they have a lot of lulling. And I don't, you episodes know, I don't know tighter. Where you go. What?
Episodes need to be tighter. A little bit tighter. It's clearly, season they're order. Clearly stretching content.
Yeah. Season order could be tighter too. Like, I think shorter, you know, don't stretch it on if you don't have anything. But, you know, overall, love Atlanta still. So it's just peaks and valleys, guys, like every relationship. So we will talk to you next time. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be back every day. And also, just so everybody knows, Real Housewives of London is coming to Bravo this week. It starts Tuesday. So watch that. We will be recapping it. We only recapped the first episode when it originally came out last year and died laughing. So I'm really excited for that one. So join us for that one too this week.
Yes, absolutely. Bye, everyone. Catch you in the next one.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last naming.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.